Time for the shock collar question of the day. Young Jeffrey, I think, is in studio. I don't know. I pressed too hard on my eyeballs doing face yoga, and everything's kind of blurry. He's brought in a hat. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who'll put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? All right, my vision is coming back a little bit.
There you go. Good.
And I think you were pressing on the wrong thing.
Yeah.
I drew a name out of the hat, and I drew Jose.
Oh.
All right, here you go, Jose. Here's the shock collar.
He's got to keep you young, too, right?
Well, he's putting that on. Jeff, please read Jose the shock collar question of the day.
You've probably heard the phrase one-trick pony. It means someone or something that's only good at doing one particular thing and nothing else. But did you know that phrase originally comes from 1904, when an Oregon newspaper critic wrote a bad review about a local circus show? Apparently, they had an extremely boring act involving a pony that only knew how to do one trick.
It makes me like
really
that term
funny.
Even more.
I know, but it was really one sad pony.
It was so dull that the audience caused an uproar and demanded their money back from
what?
The show. So the critic wrote a scathing review about the circus and their one trick pony. What was the one and only trick it could do?
Oh, that's a great question.
That's awesome.
It is a great question.
God, I wish we were back in the old days where people would demand their money back for stupid things like
for
this.
For a pony that could only do
yeah.
one trick.
Okay,
maybe
well,
like an angry mob going up to the ticket booth.
I don't know a lot about horses, but when you see like clips of like horse shows and stuff, they're always like jumping over a pole.
Yeah, they do that.
Well, so ponies are really good. Like people train horses to run or gallop or trot in different ways with their like their hooves really high up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like that fancy gallop.
Yeah.
Gallop.
Like prancing, yeah.
Read the question one more time, Jeff.
You probably heard of the phrase one-trick pony, which means someone or something that's only good at doing one particular thing. But did you know it originally comes from 1904, when an Oregon newspaper critic wrote a bad review about a local circus show where they only had a pony that knew how to do just one trick? It was so dull, audience demanded their money back. What was the only trick that pony could do?
I feel like it's like walk backwards in a circle.
You know what I've seen a pony do before, and that's when they kneel down to you so
yeah.
you could get on their back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the lamest trick I've
ever
seen.
That would be
a
really
do.
Boring trick.
I think the pony kneeled down.
The common phrase, one-trick pony, originally dates back to 1904 when an Oregon newspaper critic wrote a bad review about a local circus show and their extremely boring pony act, where the animal could only perform one trick. It was so bad, the audience demanded a refund because, according to them, they didn't pay good money to watch a pony lie on the ground and play dead.
That's all it did.
It's a pretty good trick, if you ask me.
Hey, yeah.
Is it sleeping? I don't know, but we paid good money for this.
I, like
I wonder
to see a
how
pony
long
play
it
dead.
Laid there, too.
All right, well, you got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear Brick House.
Ooh. Ow, she's a brick house. She's mighty, mighty, just letting it all hang out.
So if you get a pony to sing that song, that would be amazing. All right, the show is done. Anything you missed on the show, you can always find online. Make sure to follow us all on social media. I'm at Jubal Flagg. Brooke is at Brooke Fox Fox on everything except Twitter. Twitter's just at Brooke Fox. And Jose is at Hilarious Jose.
Yes.
Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Today's show was produced by Steve Frappuccino Boyd and Jeff Fappuccino DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.